You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I want to talk about Small Business Day. It's today, which it's all about obviously supporting small businesses, but it's powered by Xero, and there's $200,000 worth of prizes to give away over the day. And I was just wondering what the point of it really is, and if a day could become tokenistic if it doesn't really address the overall systematic challenges that small businesses face. So I talked to Dr. Janine Swale from the University of Auckland about what small businesses are, the challenges they face, and how to avoid tokenism and how to create change. I started off by asking her about what today, Small Business Day, is actually all about.
It's actually the New Zealand's first Small Business Day. This initiative has been happening across the globe for a number of years now. So New Zealand has stepped up this year and launched it. It's really a day, yes, to celebrate, but I think in the current climate that we're in, there is more acknowledgement that more than ever, small businesses need support from their communities and sectors and industry, given the current battle against COVID and how that affects the economy. What we need to understand is that what is a small business, essentially? Well, in New Zealand, it's defined as employees with less than 20 employees. And we also need to look at micro-businesses as well, which are fewer than 10 employees, and also those that are self-employed and work for themselves. So in my view, these are all the organizations that should be acknowledged in small business, under Small Business Day. And 97% of all Kiwi businesses are defined as small, and they actually contribute to 28% of our employment here in New Zealand, and nearly a quarter of GDP. So I think that kind of using those initial statistics to kind of reinforce how important they are, not just to the New Zealand economy post-COVID, in terms of really how vital it is to their sustainability and growth, but also on a more human level, we need to acknowledge the well-being of owners and entrepreneurs and families as well that run these businesses and the people that they employ. So more so than ever, we need to acknowledge that this is a significant sector of our economy. And Small Business Day is really designed to support these people in our society who are running some really creative and interesting and growth-oriented businesses.
Yeah, it is a significant sector of our economy, and also it's so cool to see the innovation of small businesses. But we hear a lot about small businesses struggling. Why is this?
So pre-COVID, there were a number of challenges facing the small business sector. If you ask any small business owner, I guarantee one of the first things they will say to you will be, cash flow, okay, maintaining a healthy cash flow in my business. And often a small business owner has less control over that cash flow in their business, often because they are reliant on maybe their larger customers, and they don't have a significant clout perhaps as larger businesses. And they also struggle if they're a small team or indeed working for themselves. They become a bit of a jack of all trades. So they're constantly trying to jump around different aspects of the business and develop different sides of business, be it, you know, learning how to be a fully digital platform, or perhaps supporting two or three employees at one time. Maybe you have one employee who goes off on sick, one who perhaps takes a time off for parental leave. So they have much fewer resources. So that's one of the key problems for being a small business owner, and then how that cash flow impacts the business. These were just some examples of some challenges pre-COVID, okay? But now what we're seeing is small business resilience post-COVID, if you can say we're actually post-COVID, is starting to wane slightly, and it's really starting now to be tested. These businesses are, whilst they held out, and certainly the wage subsidy helped last year and into this year, what you find now is that many of these businesses are really just in survival mode. They're not necessarily generating a profit. They are not paying themselves a meaningful salary. They are starting to have to cut hours down of their employees, or indeed let their employees go at this stage. So I think what we find now is that COVID is starting to impact. And even though we're celebrating as a country that we're coming out the other end, as we know, it might only be now that we're starting to see the effect of small business closures on our economy. And we need to really look at, you know, do we have the right support mechanisms in place in New Zealand? And then certainly we do have some really good initiatives, couple that I would just like to kind of mention for your small business owner is digitalboost.co.nz. They really help small business owners look at how they can go digital for free. Another website or another organization is choice.co.nz, which really promotes and supports Kiwi products and how they do a massive job at selling globally as well. And also Manaki as well, which is a free business advice, online advice service where you can really tap into some key experts who can advise you on different aspects of the business. So there is support there, but it's keeping on the pulse of how our small businesses are doing. And I think that's one perhaps thing I would just flag about Small Business Day. It can't just be about one day, okay? It can't just be about us all getting out there and supporting, you know, our local cafe or our local restaurant, or maybe making a decision to go somewhere else for our groceries rather than our larger supermarkets. It's got to be ongoing, okay? People have got to make those choices over time to continue to do that.
Yeah, we don't want the day to become tokenistic.
No, yeah, that's it.
So it just seems like it comes down to the consumer and small businesses, and it kind of ignores the fact that the system is set up to benefit the big players in this. What sort of changes do we need to see to change that?
I think, as I said earlier, it's all about having those support and infrastructure in place for small business. Now we have had those initiatives. There was a small business council that have looked at you know, how we can support the sector better, and you know, there is a hope that over time these initiatives will have made an impact. So because of the diverse nature of the small business economy, defining specific challenges and supporting specific businesses, you know, it's difficult to really have a one approach that will solve the problem for all sectors of all small businesses, etc. So I think what we really need to do is, I would argue, keep our finger on the pulse of how these small businesses are tracking from an infrastructure government level. And there's more we can do a lot around helping and advising and signposting small businesses when they ask for support and when they need support for their businesses, so that they don't feel that they have to handle it on their own, or they don't feel that the only alternative is to close their business, that they can look at ways of trying to keep their business alive and keep moving forward as far as possible.
That was Senior Lecturer Dr. Janine Swale from the University of Auckland Business School.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.